This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Today or any day to call me about whatever it is on your mind. You can also email me if you'd like or Facebook me. But we really love people asking questions because it's a lot easier to get all the details I need. All right, I have two stories from the weekend, I guess, to tell you. One is I was driving from Denver International, which is, as far as I'm concerned, I really like the old Stapleton Airport because it was right in the middle of Denver. This one is like to hell and gone. And so it's expensive. It's expensive and time-consuming to get there and get back, nevertheless. So I'm driving over to my mom's place, and because I did, you know, I worked before I left, and they said, TSA sent me a thing, or the airline said, oh, you know, it's going to be leave 2 hours to get through security. Well, a 45-minute or 40-minute cab ride took 2.5 hours. Luckily, I left at left time. Security, I got through in like 6 minutes. Same thing happened coming back. Oh, no, this is, you know, Denver security, terrible. Like 5 minutes. But so I'm now driving from the airport to downtown Denver. You know, Denver was the first place, or Colorado was the first place to essentially legalize marijuana. All you could smell, now the windows were up, all you could smell was marijuana. And apparently there are huge, between the Denver International and the city, which is about, I don't know, takes at least 45 minutes to get there. So it's a fair distance. What is that, maybe 45 miles, 35, 40 miles. All you could smell was marijuana. And the windows were rolling. And people weren't smoking it necessarily, I assume. They were drying it. And there are guys with Uzis. And I mean, it's amazing that when you're driving, I mean, you're not smelling eucalyptus, you're smelling marijuana. It was amazing. The other set of experience in the weekend that I brought back is had a really nice flight. I'll tell you, it was on Delta, because I badmouthed Delta in the past when they've, listen, when they make me unhappy, I will sometimes, I will not necessarily mention the airline, but I will mention the experience. This was a great flight. The cabin attendants were great, and it was a quick flight, and it was supposed to be completely full, but the Grateful Dead were in Boulder, I guess, the night before, and so we decided that either people had just, you know, overdosed or, you know, slept late or were hungover or whatever. So the plane was only about half full, which is great. And one of the flight attendants had a migraine. And can you imagine working in an airplane with all those people that recirculated air and all that light with a migraine? So so her eyes were watering. And I said, you know, you don't get migraines, do you, Manny? Well, you have asthma, though, so you probably get congestion headaches, yes?
Yeah, I used to get migraines when I was, you know, in the latter part of my teenage years.
Yeah. Okay, here's the clue for most headaches. Doesn't work 100%, but it works a lot more than it doesn't. You know the place on your earlobe where you'd pierce if you had. Do you have a pierced ear? You probably do, don't you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have to do it on both sides. You take your index finger and your thumb, and you press as hard as you can on your earlobes, you know. And it's not pulling them. It's pressing as hard as you can exactly where the piercing would be. And you hold it for about 30 seconds to a minute, and it will get rid of most headaches.
Hmm.
She came up to me with tears in her eyes and said, because she was clearly very sick. They were putting, you know, closing the windows for her, and she said it really does work. It's an acupressure point. So there you go. So the marijuana smell on the way to the airport, and how to deal with migraine headaches on an airplane. So there you go. Got to play with a whole bunch of new babies, because that's the thing about family reunions. There are always some new babies around, right? And this baby loved my hair. Liar, she's about 2 months old, and she was not a happy kid because it was hot, but she liked playing with my hair and then she got to be like my kid when my kid was a baby, which is the last time I had long hair, and they wrap it around their little fingers and yank. So cute. So there you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Just as this day in history was an extraordinary day in terms of social conflict and revolution. It's a weird day in terms of news stories, and I'm not sure why that is. We talked about the law to stop 12-year-olds from getting married, which is horrifying. Another story that you think this can't be true, a Sydney pharmacist who repeatedly drugged a female colleague after she refused his sexual advances has been sentenced to a minimum of 10 months in jail. A minimum? I think I'd probably send him away for a lot. That's rape. Why 10 months? An elephant who has lost a leg after stepping on a landmine is receiving a prosthetic limb. Did you know elephants are the only mammal that can't hop?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why that's true. I mean, there's no mammal that weighs more than that, but still. This one might have been able to. That was a joke. Never mind. Sorry. Don't send me emails. Remember we talked about the couple's fake Everest photos? The two police officers in Tibet who said that they were the first couple to climb Everest, and everybody's saying, no, not so. They had different clothes on. Why would you do something like that? Here's one of those stories that makes you glad that you're not married to this person. A divorcing wife fights for his share of ex's sex abuse compensation. That'd make you feel like a real nice person, don't you think?
Yeah.
A Sudbury man boxes with a black bear. What you hope is the black bear knocks him out, right? This is kind of a cool story. Uber lets you hail a helicopter in Brazil for $91. You know what that tells you is how lousy the economy is in Brazil. This thing about Brazil is really scary with a combination of the Olympics and Zika and failing economy. But you can get yourself a helicopter for $91. Last week, if I'd known for an Uber helicopter could have gotten me to the airport in 10 minutes versus 2 hours, I might have, given them. Plus, it's not that much different than the cab fare. About $25 extra. I would have done it. Wouldn't you? Have you ever been in a helicopter?
I have not.
They are not the world's most comforting thing to be in because most of them are plexiglass and you can see underneath your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of aerodynamics, there is no such thing. I've been in a bunch of them, but they do. Yeah, not my favorite thing. Joey Chestnut, great name, eats 70 hot dogs, wins Nathan's Famous Crown, which I think he's won a bunch of times. Somebody was telling me that their favorite hot dog person had figured out if you soak the buns in water, that they condense and so you can get more of them in your stomach. I find the whole thing somewhat nauseating to say the least, but I don't like hot dogs. All right, the worst story of the day. Maybe we should have the worst story of the day. Do you like that? Because we have the good stories of the day, the good news. This may be the worst story of the day. I don't know. I think the worst story of the day may be the 12-year-old girls getting married, but this one comes very close, if not topping it. A woman uses a baby to beat up her boyfriend. We're not talking psychologically, like, I get to take care of the kid. She actually, she thought, well, gee, I could either use a club, a baseball bat, or, wow, there's this kid here. I could just smack him with that.
Golly.
18-year-old woman is arrested after allegedly using her infant to beat up her boyfriend. 4:30 in Daytona Beach. They got into a fight. She used her 6-month-old baby boy to batter the man. The baby was taken to the hospital, is expected to be okay. I mean, look, I know you get angry sometimes, but taking your kid and using your kid as a club, and we're not talking metaphor.
I mean, that's just stupid.
Well, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, and the kid had to be screaming its head off. And she was at the beach, in Daytona Beach. This was, race weekend or something. I don't know. Alrighty, so I thought what we would do, I know that we, because we called you, that we called July 4th Independence Day, that we would look at how you define independence, and part of the reason I came up with this is I had mentioned that a year ago when I was in Israel and they asked, how do you define peace, and they went around the table, and when it came to me, I said, well, the issue for me is not peace, the issue to me is peace at what price? As a therapist, you can have peace in the marriage if one person is just terrified of the other person. But for me, peace is mutual respect, so that because people are going to disagree. So the issue is if you respect each other, then you can find compromises and you can disagree without warfare. So I thought we'd talk about independence when we return. Give me a call if you've got something on your mind, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you are a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so Manny, how would you define independence?
I would say having the ability to do almost anything that you want, obviously within the rules of the law, but just sort of having your own freedoms and not being under full command by another person.
I think that's a thoughtful, good definition. Good on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I focus more, especially when I'm dealing with couples, more on interdependence than independence. That that it, I think it's very hard to be completely independent in a relationship because we make compromises. You know, when we're going to eat, whether we want the window open or closed, whose friends we're going to see. So in a relationship, I think it's very difficult to be completely independent. Sometimes people make financial decisions together. I do think that if you can carve out areas of independence, that the interdependence works better. For example, as you folks know, I spend a lot of time talking with people about how not to commingle their funds, because I think that dumping all the money into the pool and everybody taking out can create huge conflicts because the two of you may not have the same perspective about how to spend money. So if each of you pay a percentage based on your income in terms of rent or entertainment, then you can, I mean, one of you can have an expensive car and one of you can have a clunker because you'd rather spend your money on a car than shoes, or the other one may feel the opposite way around. And when, it's also the reason, as you can tell, that I'm very much in favor of two career families, even if the two, and which, because it's not so much that I think the money is important, is I think rearing children is important. And if one person makes all the money, one person is very likely going to take the primary responsibility for raising the children. And I think children benefit best when child rearing is shared. And the only way to really negotiate that in most relationships is for both people to have some economic responsibility as well. So, and then the interdependence is how we keep our own sovereignty, but are also can act as a team. I mean, and I think that it's kind of like being on a sports team, playing as a position on a team, that you have to have your own skill level, but you also have to be willing to interact with the other people. So, all right, let's see what other people, and obviously the reason that we were sort of doing this is I sort of try and tie Facebook questions, either something in the news, well, something in the news, something that's timely. And since we call it Independence Day, that I thought we would do that. All right, so what else we got?
We'll start with Matt, and Matt says, having nothing to lose.
Well, that's the old song, right? Freedom's just another word for the Kris Kristofferson. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, which is a dangerous position to put somebody in, because people have nothing to lose. That's the definition of a terrorist, that no sacrifice is too great because there's following the rules offers you nothing. So I think freedom and independence are not necessarily exactly the same thing. And I'm not sure that Kris is absolutely right.
Genevieve says, self-supporting and self-reliant and not depending on anyone.
Well, again, I think that those are both important characteristics. The question is to what extent. And self-supporting, I agree that, you know, I've used the example a lot of times that at one point Discovery Health simulcast my radio program, and we discovered this little pocket which was unknown to them and certainly unknown to me, of very young women, probably not exclusively in Virginia, but probably a fair percentage, who were very young, 18, and had like two or three kids and no job and were getting beat up by their husbands. And I would say, why are you with him? And they would say, because I love him. And I would say, if you won the lottery tomorrow, would you stay or would you go? And there was this vast silence. So the idea being that they didn't have the economic ability, as she responded, to be able to be on their own. So to have, and it's one of the reasons I encourage young women, instead of spending a lot of money on a dating site or going on a singles cruise or buying fancy clothes or going out clubbing, to buy a house, to buy an apartment, to own some property, even if it's very modest to start with. Because then they say, well, yeah, but if I got married. Well, if you got married, then you've got rental property. Because we know statistically that economic dependence is great for a short-term relationship because somebody will take care of you. But in the long run, that means that person who's taking care of you has all the power. And you make decisions based on survival, which isn't a great way of making a relationship work. And if you have your own ability to support yourself, it doesn't have to necessarily be lavish. But we know when divorce happens, for example, that men do better after divorce, women do, and children do much more poorly. So the idea, exactly, of being able to take care of yourself emotionally and financially and still be flexible enough to be involved with somebody, which is the interdependence part. Very hard to be in a relationship without having giving up a little bit of that independence. The question is how much and at what cost and for what payoff. Okay, keep going.
Omar says, freedom and justice, and take a stand for what you believe in, and freedom under God.
Okay, again, maybe we should ask what the distinction is between freedom and independence. Let's see if I can find, I'm trying to find, figure out where I could find that. You keep going, I'll see if I can figure out if Google can tell me. I mean, I could probably grab a dictionary, but let's see if I can do it quicker on the computer as opposed to having to go find a dictionary. Keep going.
John says, freedom to do what you want, when, where, and with. whom you want, why, and how, within the law, and not hurting others.
All right, start and do that again.
Says, freedom to do what you want, in parentheses he has, when, where, and with whom you want, and why, and how, within the law, and not hurting others.
Okay, well, in theory, freedom is the ability to think and act as you see fit. Independence is a state of not being subject to the authority of an external agent. Okay, let's do this again. Freedom is basically the ability, let's take out basically. See, you folks fuss at me for basically, I'll fuss at them. Freedom is the ability to think and act as you see fit. Independence, and they said merely, boy, this got lots of qualifiers in it. Independence is a state of not being subject to the authority of an external agent. Well, you can see where the overlap would be. That obviously you're going to think what you're going to think, but the issue would seem to me is not thinking, but acting. So freedom is the ability to act as you see fit. Independence is not being subject to the authority of an external agent. Boy, that when you take those two definitions, they get awfully close to one another, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a very helpful distinction. This one says there's a difference. Well, we understand there's a difference. The question is what? See, other people are worried about this as well, or at least thinking about it. We sort of stumbled into something. Independent is not influenced or controlled by others, possessing a competency. Well, I said, but that's a legal definition. Self-confident, not sure that's true. Not depending on others for its value. They said synonym is non-parasitic, strong-minded, autonomous, and free living. Freedom is personal liberty, absence or release from obligations, ease of movement. But they're saying a synonym for freedom includes liberated. Well, I don't know. You can see the differences are probably useful, but hard to distinguish. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about independence, and you guys are equating it with freedom, which is, and I hear why. I mean, when you look up the distinction, it's not an easy kind of thing to do. I guess independence seems to be almost a state of mind, and freedom seems to be not being not under somebody else's jurisdiction. Although, you know, if you look through those definitions, things get very, very fuzzy. But let's keep going and see where we go. Manny, are you there? Whoops. Let's see what's going on here. I don't know what happened to Manny. Let's see. Oh, he's getting a phone call. That's what he's doing. Sorry. I got to tell you, folks, being I'm in New York City, as most of you know. Manny is in Minneapolis. So I run the electronics by myself, and I have to be hooked up. And sometimes we have problems with electronics. And so when I don't hear somebody on the other end of the line, the question is, why not? It could be a microphone, it could be the satellite, it could be the electronics, or many could be answering a phone. So that's, I have, and it takes me a minute to check it, but there we are. All right, so Manny, are you back with me?
I am back with you, yes. A little bit of an off-air inquiry from a listener. So.
Yeah, I was just explaining to people. And folks, listen, do me a huge favor if you can. I know every once in a while somebody's going to call up and say, well, where can I hear her? Could you do that when we're not on the air live, if possible? That'd be great. I mean, I know that it seems really urgent and stuff like that. But it just, that Manny, first of all, we've got to answer the phone when we get... you know, when we get people actually want to talk with us, and I mean, and but I hear. All right, so so we were talking about the distinction between independence and freedom.
Sure.
And it gets a little, you know, it gets a little iffy at some point. So I get it. All righty, what else you got here?
Diane says, from the very first time I rode my bike and felt the wind in my hair, living where the sky is the limit.
Very nice. Very nice. So, and she's talking about independence, but it's also, if you can hear carefully, it's a little bit about freedom at that moment as well. So you can see why we, all right, freedom would seem to me to be an internal quality, the idea being that you think you can. Independence is doing it. How does that work for you, that distinction?
Yeah.
I mean, I just had to kind of make it up and fake it. But the idea being freedom, meaning that I can, you know, that I can, I believe that I'm, I can do what I want, and independence is doing it. One's a state of mind, I think, and one is a state of action. She said, somebody's going to call up and argue with me with that, and I have no problem being argued with about it. All right, keep going.
Barbara just says, not having to rely on anyone for anything.
Difficult to do. For example, I mean, I can give you a simple one, which is what happens when the lights go out or your toilet backs up or there's no water or your stove. How about this? How about when you smell gas, right?
Yeah.
That I think most of us feel, okay, the first thing you do is call somebody who lives next door to you and say, you know, are you smelling anything? And then you call the gas company. When your internet goes down, when your car breaks down, I think some people are good mechanics. Most of us are not. I mean, you see, it gets a little more complicated than you think it is. But, you know, I mean, part of the point of any of these kind of questions is just to think about things a little differently than you're used to thinking about things. Right? Maybe. I know, freedom's just another word for, I know all of us love that Kris Kristofferson thing. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Okay, what else we got?
The last one here from Francis. Francis just puts a picture up of it's like a meme, actually. It's a picture of the old group Destiny's Child, the old group that Beyonce
yeah.
used to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just has the words "I bought it." Because you remember remember the old song "Independent Women" by Destiny's Child.
Oh yeah,
Child,
yeah,
right? Yeah. So
yeah. Well, she also did put a ring on it, and that's not independent necessarily, but I, you know, just thought I'd point that out, you know,
yeah.
just to show you that I had my street cred.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, you guys, clearly that, but it is an interesting concept of the difference between freedom and independence. And I think freedom is the thought and independence is the action. And I'm going to stick with that. I know it's a little overly simplified, but when in doubt, I try and overly simplify. No, I don't try. No, I try and be accurate as much as possible. Okay. So how about so nice job, folks. You did good on this one. Let's also talk about how about an email here? Have the freedom to do an email.
Yeah, we've got a couple minutes here. This one's from Lenny.
Folks, I'm doing this because if I get behind an email, Manny says, Joy, people have been sending emails. Why are you not, you know, why are we so far back? Sorry, go ahead. I'm just giving them a little, you know, that Manny's here and, you know, that I sort of have the freedom to not do it, but I'm not completely independent because He'll shut off my mic. No, he won't.
keep
going.
Lenny says, this email's from Lenny, and he says, Dr. Joy, I love my wife, but I hate my life. I'm with her.
Wait a minute. I love my wife, but I hate my life.
I am with her, but I am afraid to leave her. I love my kids too much, and I don't know what I will do.
Well, that sounds to me to be an issue, not so much a marital issue, or a marital issue rather than... This is one of those emails that really calls for a phone call. But, all right, so he loves his wife, but he hates his life. So, but then it sounds like part two is, I don't love my wife, or at least I'm not in love with my wife, but I love my kids, which means we're maybe to part three, which that means either you hate your job, you hate your in-laws, or you're having an affair, or you're thinking about having an affair, or in the midst of an affair, because otherwise that makes no sense. All right, so let's go through the possibilities. This is why it would really be nice, darling, to have you on the phone. And I know it's hard to talk about those kinds of things on the phone, but nevertheless. Okay. If you love your wife, but you're not in love with her, the two of you probably need to find a therapist and do weekly dates, because that's where your investment is. And it's certainly going to be more efficient to co-parent your kids. It's not crucial, but it's easier and perhaps better to co-parent your kids when you're in the same roof. So if the issue is, I love my wife, but I'm not in love with her, then you put some energy into that marriage. Especially with kids, it's very easy to distract from the passion we once had for each other into our children and the mortgage into our job. But it's not very smart, and it's not very safe, and it's not very feasible. All right. Now, if we're going back to one of the other issues is that you found someone else, understand the world's easiest thing in the world to be is a lover. You know, all you have to do, you don't even have to necessarily have sex. All you have to do is say cute words and think about having sex. The world's most difficult job is to be a spouse, which is being interdependent as well as independent, being accommodating as well as your own sovereignty. It's a complicated issue. And being a parent is certainly a much more complicated issue even than being a spouse. So if it's, I love my wife, but I'm not in love with her, put some energy into that marriage. See, and I'm not saying forever. I'm not saying you have to stay, but I'm saying give it a shot because it's certainly the best. It was like trying to convince somebody to pinch their ears when they had a migraine. What's the downside? There is none. So you try it, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, you haven't really lost anything. So I'm not exactly suggesting that therapy and date nights are the same as pinching your ears, but there is that sort of overlap of what do you have to lose, all right? And if it's an affair, you don't want to ever start a long-term relationship based on a lie, based on the notion of somebody being adulterous, somebody cheating, because that other person will never trust you, and you'll never know. So you just don't want to do that. If it's you hate your job, then think about what you'd like to do, not what you do. It's very easy to focus on what we don't want to do, especially if we're unhappy with it. But that's not the place to start. The place to start is what would I like to do? And whether that means going back to school or talking with your wife about working part-time. If you've already gone through all these, and what you're really saying is, she's a perfectly nice woman, but I just don't want to be in this life anymore. What does that specifically mean? What is it that you can't do that you want to do other than date? And so maybe a trial separation. But there's certainly 50% of marriages end in divorce, and hopefully most of those people who are divorced who have children are good at co-parenting. And I've actually known, as a therapist, people who were better as parents once they were divorced or separated than they were as married, because they take more responsibility for it. So figure out what specifically is the issue. And I hear that there's a great deal of anguish. I hear that you hate your life. But figure out what about it you'd like to change. What's your fantasy? If you'd like to give me a call, 855-993-7569, I'll help you with it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty, how about a program director question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This one is from Aaron, and Aaron says, Dr. Joy, how reliable are our first impressions, really, when meeting someone in business, in dating, etc.? What factors are essential to assess one's character more accurately, and what does the research say?
Well, we all know that there's the old chestnut of you only get one chance to make a first impression. And I think first impressions are important, but not necessarily reliable. They can certainly color. I mean, look, think about it. By definition, a first impression means you have no previous, or very little, and usually no information. So the real question is, how much does early information affect ongoing perceptions? Because that's really what we're talking about, right? It's not so much that it's first, it's not so much that it's crucial, it's just the beginning. So think about, and the way to think about it is probably in two ways. All the times that the first impression has gone, wow, that, you know, I saw that person and I thought I was going to marry them, and you did. Think about all the times you saw that person and thought, wow, that person, you know, is going to be wonderful, and they weren't. So the first impressions, by definition, are just the beginning of data, the beginning of data collection. So I think what all of us need to do is pay attention to that first kind of data collection, because it's like anything else. It's because it's first, it's like the first movie as opposed to a sequel, right? Or the first date or the first kiss as opposed to a second kiss. It's not that your first kiss is all that fantastic. It's just it's the first one. So, and it doesn't mean that it's not memorable. It doesn't mean it's not important. It doesn't mean that it's not significant. It just means it's the first. So the question is, what happens after that? And hopefully most of us are willing to base our judgments, our behavior, our concepts on a compilation. I mean, and if we look at it, the metaphor, which is not even a metaphor, it may even be a synonym, is shopping, right? There are people who will go in and buy the first thing they see. And there are those of us who will shop around, you know, that we want to, and we may go back to the first thing, but it's not that we didn't like the first thing. It's just that we want more data. We want to see what else is available. And it, as you know, it's one of my criticisms, or one of my reservations about computer dating, is it really does encourage a shopping mentality. It's no matter how terrific this person is, I wonder if there's somebody who's more terrific. I wonder if there's somebody who's nicer or taller or have more hair or lives closer or has fewer ex-wives or whatever. So the idea being that it's data that has value. Should you make all of your judgments based on one piece of data? I would argue that the more data you have, the more value, or the more you're going to trust. It's not only that it's going to be true, it's that you're going to trust it if you have something more than just one piece of information. Because one piece of information is only one piece of information. It, by definition, it doesn't have a context. And, I mean, if we're looking at anything, it may be that you go looking for a car and you see exactly the right car, and that, but you think, well, gee, maybe I can get a little cheaper, or, you know, maybe it's just because it's so dazzling. And so the point being is not our first impressions valid. It's how much to rely on first impressions. And part of it's going to depend on who you are, what your personality is, how much experience you've had. For example, one of my, I'll just give you, again, another metaphor that that a lot of people have asked me to come and help them look for real estate, because it turns out that's one of those things that I am moderately good at it. And my point is that I will look at, well, just give you an example. I helped somebody buy a place a couple of years ago, and she and I looked at, in 48 hours, we looked at probably 60 places. I took notes, took pictures. And what I would do, and here's how I deal with an amazing amount of data, because one of the reasons we love the idea of first impressions is it means we don't have to collect any more data, we don't have to do any more work. The question is that a very good philosophy? Depends a lot. But so the idea was that I would look at, let's say we look at one place, and then we look at the second place, all right? So I'm not going to look at both of those again. I'm going to say, between the first place and the second place, which do I like better? And so then when I look at the third place, I'm not comparing it to the first and second. I'm only comparing it to whichever I choose between the first and second. And between the second and third, I'm only going to choose one when I look to the fourth. So what you're doing is completely eliminating things as you go along. So now if you've done that, you may go in and see a place and say, this is it. But you're going to know this is the place because you've looked at all those other places. So I think first impressions are useful, but you don't completely count on them just because they're first impressions. Now, you may come back to them. And there's also, if you're talking about dating, you're often talking about kismet, you know, if you're meant to be. I think we put all sorts of kind of, okay, if I don't have complete freedom here, complete independence, because I've got emotions involved, then I at least will believe in the universe guiding me in the right direction. So, again, I would not completely disavow first impressions, and you might as well make a positive first impression if it's up to you. But I know people who've had a terrible first date and went on and had very happy relationships. I know people who've had a great first date and the relationship tanked. So, again, and part of it is that we get used to knowing by experience what to look for and what not to look for, and be careful about the dazzle phenomenon. And understand that, and look, if you're looking to buy a dress that you're going to wear to a wedding, or let's say a bride, I mean, which is a good example, that she knew on the first dress, well, or the first dress she tried on, but by definition, the first dress she tried on, she probably tried some other dresses on and then came back to that. So I would not disavow, discount a first impression, but I think it's very hard to count exclusively on a first impression. So get more information. Does that answer the question?
I think so.
So, again, I mean, you know, one of my favorite comments that somebody made about me was that I could always see both sides and it only slowed me down. But, and because, I mean, look, all of us have had that experience of sort of being dazzled on a first impression and having it just be a disaster. And also the other, that having the first impression and it held up. So, and again, I think it depends on what particular area. My real estate agent knows when they go on trips with me, when they go on looking at stuff, that I will know in the first 30 seconds whether I'm interested or not. And so for me, the first impression is not so much, is it positive, is this going to go forward? But if it's negative, I know not to waste the time. So. Alrighty, we got that clear. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.